I said to us before, all the noise we have been hearing, like when my wife was leading prayers earlier, she also referred to it. You're able to say all kinds of negative things about election and all. What will happen? Fire will burn. Fire will not burn anything. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yes. We will quench the fire with our words. Listen to this. If I believe this is the word of God. You know, the Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was as if they were dreaming. Do you understand? This election will come and go. You will ask, has it come? Has it gone?
Amen.
It will be so peaceful, even Boko Haram will get tired.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? You will see a man congratulate the opponent. We tried what we could, but we thank God. Congratulations, Mr. President. Congratulations, Mr. Governor. Mr. Senator. It will be congratulations galore when the results are being read.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In fact, we're already praying. What are we waiting for again? Don't be prepared with that. We don't start. I was listening to, I read the report of the INEC chairman, Professor Jega, and he said that last elections were not bad, but they were not perfect. And he pledged to deliver a better election this time. So it will be in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now we'll take our cards, we'll go out peacefully, and it shall be well with us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If I were already praying. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We will go out peacefully,
we will go out peacefully
to vote,
to vote,
and we'll return home in peace.
And we'll return home in peace.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
say, no violence. We occur in this land
in
the name of Jesus.
That
God will paralyze the hand of the violent man. Say like you want it. The Lord will paralyze the arms of the violent ones. Now listen to this. Here's the word of God. He will send many to sleep. They only wake up long after the election.
Amen.
Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Those who want to foment trouble, they will go to sleep. Some of them, you know, God works in different ways. Some, they've been looking for a visa for a long time. God was giving visa. Say, this troublemaker, go to Tunisia. You go and visit, they will be looking at Tunisia. Wow, beautiful place. Ah, by the time he comes back, election is over. Some, they wanted to come back. You know, right now in New York, everybody's at home because of a storm. The day he wants to travel back, storm will happen. God will create storm. They will cancel his flight for one whole week. By the time he comes back home, everywhere will be so peaceful, you're not going to talk again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is what is going to happen. That's what we are declaring. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We, the church of God, we are saying concerning this nation that we are tired of bloodshed.
Amen.
And therefore it will come to an end.
Amen.
That God will show mercy upon this land in this year in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That God will show mercy upon this land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That every mouth, every word that has gone forth, that has prophesied violence, that has prophesied bloodshed, we cancel those words now by the power of the mercy of God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peace will be upon this country.
Amen.
I said peace will be upon this country.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We said peace will be upon this. Everybody say peace will be upon this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I will not have to run at noonday or be troubled at night. Now declare this, in peace I will lie down and sleep.
In peace I will lie down and sleep.
Say, in peace we will lie down and sleep.
In peace we will lie down and sleep.
Because the Lord alone will make us dwell in safety.
In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say it again, in peace we will lie down and sleep. Because the Lord alone will make us dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand something. Listen, this is what God wants the church of God to do. If there will be peace, it is because we want peace. Do you get my point? And listen, the Bible says that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. He that is from above is above all. If what we say is most important. That's what I'm going to say. It is most important. It's most important. Remember I started by talking about patience. Patience. No matter what you hear, what people threaten, Don't worry. Just keep on declaring these words that we are speaking. You wake up in the morning, these words are the things that the angels need. Do you get? If you read this book, Frank Peretti, two of them, This Present Darkness and Piercing the Darkness. Interesting stories. Fiction, though, but interesting. Then when I used to, of course, being a Bible student, a disciple of the Word, the things that he says in there, we enjoy reading the books, but you want to check how accurate they are according to scriptures. There was one in which he would say that maybe the evil spirits and an angel, what's the name of that angel? Those who have read it, Tal. Remember Tal? One of the captains in the Lord's army. So Tal, anytime Tal appears, the demons will know that there's trouble. That they brought one of these powerful angels. And then once Tal and one of these demons, they were fighting. You know the way every film now, final action, the actor and the boss will start fighting. You didn't watch Chinese when you were young. you have actor and the boss. What do they call it? That's what we're calling when we're young, So we thought actor was always a good man and the boss was always a wicked soul. So anyway, there was this final showdown like that between Tal, being one of the most powerful angels in the Lord's army, and the boss on the other side. And so they were fighting. At a point in time, Tal was getting injured, if I remember well. And then, of course, the Christians couldn't see what was going on in the realm of the spirit, but they knew something was going on. So they were praying. So Tal was getting injured. The demon had injured him, torn his wings and all of that. They were, fighting. Bang, 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 bishi, 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 bishi. All those things. So then at a point in time, Tal was not really getting weak and getting tired. It looked like the demons were overpowering him. So I don't know. I think he now sent a signal. So the Holy Spirit now began to move the church to start praying and praying. And then one of the women there got a word of knowledge to bind a particular evil spirit named by that other one. She now began to bind that spirit, Then the spirit began to get tired and And Tao was getting stronger. And finally, he gave his final Bruce Lee kick. Boom! And then the evil spirit disappeared into the abyss. And the film was over, So, I watched that and I thought to myself that, is this how it really happens? Must God reveal to us the name of an evil spirit to bind? Maybe I'm not saying it's wrong, But later on, I began to study and I realized that what the man described in there is similar to what actually happens. But what really happens, please understand this, is not at that moment of battle that you start deciding which demons you bind and the ones you don't bind. That's what I'm talking about. It's before then, now this is my understanding of it, that we, based upon the prayers we have prayed, are you getting my point? And the weapons we have issued, that's what will decide whether the angels will fight or they won't fight. They are not coming there to risk their, in quotes, lives for nothing. They know the battle that they are going to win. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They know. So it's not as if when they are fighting, just say, okay, pray to help your angels. No. If you issue the weapons, they will come collect it and fight. If you did not, there will be no point. That's what I'm trying to describe. Listen, the strength with which the angels fight on our behalf, all right, it's determined by how we perform. I can prove it from scriptures. Now, I'm going to lay scriptures side by side with a story I read in the book, Angels on Assignment. Occasionally I recommend books. Let me recommend that one for you again, Angels on Assignment. I recorded many years ago, all right, by one Pastor Buck. Angels, well, that's a story, all right? The man who told the story is Pastor Buck. But I think it was written by some other people. But the name is Angels on Assignment. Inside the book, Angels on Assignment, you will read about how the... what do you call these guys now? And what do you know of that walled city? Jericho. How the wall of Jericho fell down. It was in that book I heard for the first time that actually the wall of Jericho did not fall down. It sank. And when I read the scriptures, most versions of the Bible will tell you that, and the wall fell down flat. But if you read the commentary by Bollinger, who did not read Angels on Assignment, he's just a Bible scholar, analyzing the Hebrew, he said that the Hebrew word says, and the walls went down under itself. That's literal Hebrew. But it doesn't make any sense to the English mind. So the people bringing it down to English said that it fell down flat. That's when I thought about it. It couldn't have fallen down flat because the Bible says that each of the children of Israel, the warriors, they went straight ahead of them. If the walls fell down, number one, you first move back while it is falling, lest it falls. Do you get my point? And after that, you don't just go in front of you, you climb in front of you and dodge rubble. No. The man said in the book that the angels that did the assignment, one of them was among the angels that he saw in the vision, described to him what happened. That they were on the walls. When they gave the signals, they pushed it down. So what happens is that the Israelites surrounded the city. The city was well-walled. Then they gave the shout. Do you get my point? And then next thing you knew was that there was no wall. You look below you, you see the ground is a bit rough, but you're looking at the top of the wall that had gone into the ground. And that's why they could walk straight ahead of them. I read that in the book, which was a revelation, you know. Somebody had a vision. Except that when I read the Bible actually correlates that this was what happened. You go and read the Companion Bible by R.W. Bollinger. He explained that the literal Hebrew says the walls went down. The wall went down under itself. So the wall was up here. Next thing, it was down there. Flat ground. Why am I telling the story? If you read the biblical account, from that story, I know that, of course, we know that's most of what happened anyway, that the angels pushed the walls down. But how did they push the walls down? That's the point. The weapon with which they pushed the walls down, actually, was the weapon of obedience to the instructions of God. As the people began to surround the city, every day they would go around once. Every day they go around once. On the seventh day, they went around seven times, surrounding the walls, and then they gave the shout. After the priests blew the trumpets, they gave the shout. This is how I see it. The shout that they give, the shout of praise, the shout of rejoicing, the shout of victory, was the spiritual energy that the angels needed to push that wall into the ground. If they had kept quiet, the angels would have just sat there. So, boy, push now. The gravity is too much. The resistance is too much. The angels, but then when the people gave the shout, suddenly, now just imagine it, their muscles bulged. Do you get what I say? The wings flapped. Boom, guys, boom, boom. Suddenly they went to the ground. I said, guys, of course, those who just moved back, said the guys who want to fight. Michael and his angels, you guys go and fight. We have pushed down the walls for you. The victory will do you win the battle again. Depends on some other things. We know that the victory that we have as Christians is dependent upon some critical things we do with our lives and with our mouths. In AI, is it AI or I? How do you pronounce that now? A and I. That city. Uh-huh. Joshua won the war, was winning the battle as long as the arms of Moses were up. What we do physically determines what happens spiritually. And that now determines what happens physically. You see the way it's going? Is there going to be peace in the country? You and I will decide. Are you getting my point? You and I will do what? We decide. So let's declare again, say in the name of Jesus, there will be peace in this nation. From the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Every corner, there will be peace. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say in this year 2015, order returns to this nation. Peace envelopes this nation. Every corner of it. Borno State, Yobe State, Adamawa State, and the rest of the country. Say thus far and no further. That this wave of destruction will not go any further in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are the one declaring it to. Now listen to me. Peace will so envelop this country. People will travel to come and see. You know, Nigeria is a good country and God has done it for us before. Nigerians talk about the Civil War, 67 to 70. One of the things we hardly talk about is that it's one war that ended and ended. Go to Angola and you will know what they are talking about. Years after war ends, children are still losing their limbs by walking to the bush. Yes. People still get killed in the Horn of Africa from bombs that were left behind during the Second World War. One day I was watching on Al Jazeera. One man was describing how, you know, spiritual things are interesting. He's a shepherd. He said one day he dreamt that he was drinking a cup of tea and it fell and poured on his leg. And his leg got burnt by the hot tea. The next day, he went out on his normal shepherd this thing, and mines that were planted in the Second World War, he stepped on one. This was just a few years ago. It exploded and took that particular leg he dreamt about and took it off. That is, decades later, mines planted during Second World War was still killing people. In Nigeria, you didn't hear that one. So when everybody finished fighting, they carried their gun, buried it, and then the country began to rearrange. Listen, God has done such things for us before. That's the point I'm making. And he will do it for us again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, this insurgency in the north, let me give you something, all right? It's for a season. It's for a season. And God is doing something with it, actually. We have prayed, and he has heard us. Like one brother was saying that, how should a Christian react when God determines destruction? I said there are a number of prayer points. One of them is that you pray for how it will affect you. Number two, you can also pray for how long it will last. Even though God determined that something should last 7 days, read the scriptures, but because of the elect, it said that it will be reduced to, it can be shortened. All right? So things like that happen. So we can pray and say, God, you need to shorten things. That's number one. Then number two is that, now I made those points about that, but another point I want to make about it is that when this thing has finished its course, listen, the course has been determined. I don't know it. I don't know how long it will last because we have prayed about it. You and I have prayed about it, declared the word of God about it, and definitely it will run a particular course which God has already granted us that has been shortened. Then when it is over, this is what I want you to hear. The gospel of this kingdom shall be preached to every corner of Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Big churches will grow up in Maiduguri.
Amen.
Mission fields will spring all over those places that Boko Haram move around.
Amen.
Big, that is, mission fields, huts, small towns, you know, places will become churches all over the place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the effect will be felt as far as Sokoto. That's on the other end. Listen, the spirit of the bondwoman is being driven out of this world.
Amen.
Yes. In this country, this gospel will prosper into every corner.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In this country, this gospel will prosper into every corner.
Amen.
Uh-huh, I just had the feeling just now. There are a few missionaries sitting down here with me this evening, and they're still looking for work. Don't worry. Find work. Do the work. But eventually, you will call me one day from Sambisa, the edge. Sir, when will you have time? I said, don't worry, I have time right now. Then we'll go there and teach the word of God. Are you getting my point?
Amen.
You will have gone there as a missionary. You will have planted the word in those places.
Amen.
And you are sitting down here this evening. And you will remember that we had this discussion today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Right now, you are still looking for work, you are doing business, you are buying and selling, you are doing this, and don't worry. The land is being cleared for you.
Amen.
What is going on right now is called plowing. What did I call it?
Plowing.
It's being plowed. Then afterwards, you will go, you will go and sow a seed in that place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, listen to me. This country is a good land.
Amen.
Declare it, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This land is a good land. It's a fertile land. It will bring good for me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, in this land, I will sow into it. And in the same year, I will reap a hundredfold. And I will become richer. And I will become stronger. And I will become great. And use my influence to spread the gospel of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Declare upon Nigeria again where you are seated. Say,
in the name of Jesus.
Power will be constant. Say, wisdom to make it happen will come. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now say this, in the name of Jesus Christ. corruption will become a thing of the past.
It will become a thing of shame.
Ah, let's take that one again. Say, it will become a thing of shame. Say, it will become a thing of shame.
In the name of Jesus.
Now listen, we cannot prophesy things that, like with Gordon's, we say that even God says, I wish. That nobody will steal again in Nigeria. I don't have that faith. So then in heaven that nobody will steal. Do you get what I'm saying? But you can prophesy that the thief in Nigeria will become a shamed person. Do you get what I'm saying? Because it's not stealing is not the problem. I mean, the former governor of Chicago, I think I mentioned to you before. That's is he a governor of Chicago now? You can't be governor of Chicago. Chicago is a city. Yeah, yes, the governor of Illinois, all right? You know, Obama is from Chicago. He tried to sell Obama's seat when Obama won the presidential election. And he has a right to appoint a senator to replace Barack Obama. That's where American Constitution is. So the man decided to sell it. So if he's the only Nigerians that sell things. But you know where the guy is right now? He's in jail. He's in prison. Not 5 years imprisonment, though. Like 15 or 18 years. You know, when Americans want to put you in jail, they know how to manufacture it. Attempted selling of presidential senatorial seat. Conspiracy to sell it. That's a different charge. Because you conspired. Then, for selling it by phone, it's wire fraud. For discussing the sale on phone, it's now a federal offense. For receiving the first installment of the money, attempting to sell it, another offense. By the time they finish, they will give you small imprisonment. But oh boy, just go and buy a casket. You are dying in prison. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now, why I went into that, Jesus, is that, see, there are thieves everywhere. That's what I'm going to say. But our prayer is that that man was a governor just for trying to sell his senatorial seat. He's in prison just for arranging to sell it to the highest bidder. He is currently in jail. That's what we are saying. We're not praying that God, there will be no city in Nigeria again. No. We don't. If you have that faith, go ahead and pray that I don't have it. What I'm saying is that it will become a thing of shame in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That it will come to pass that when a policeman wants to collect Roger, he will come to go. They will follow each other to the bush. No, when I was young, you know, this Roger thing didn't start today. When I was a child, that's how they used to do it. Where are your particulars? The guy hand it over. They open the particulars. As he's opening it, something will drop. Okay, close it back. And they look for it. All right, go on. Next. But now, what am I saying? That this is our prayer. This is just the prayer we're praying. That it will come to pass. That all these things will become matters of shame in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That people will actually be afraid. That's what we're saying. Because when it gets to that, you will realize, you will tell a man, like, when you say, bring what? He said, no, I was just saying, bring your tie, bring your shoe. I mean, I was saying, he starts stammering. That's what we are praying to God for. That this audacity, what's the word? The effrontery, it's another word. Impunity, thank you. That's what I was looking for. That's very popular in Nigeria right now. That impunity will come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To come to a time that you would look at a man like this and say, what did you say? I should bring what? He will say, no, sir. I didn't say you should bring anything. I was calling my wife that she bring my lunch. So I thought so too. So that honest people will be able to do business without watching their backs.
Amen.
Without making allowance for extra things. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That is what we are asking for. That anyone who wants to do honest business will not become a prey all of a sudden. Because what annoyed God, he said God looked and it annoyed him. And he was grieved. It grieved him that anyone who will turn away from iniquity makes himself a prey. That's what we are saying will not happen. that men, women who want to live righteously, who want to do business without giving bribe or accepting, will be able to do it with ease in this country. It will happen in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare upon this land that righteousness will prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, because of time, let's quickly switch to the next gear. Because I said something earlier, that the foundation for all of these things is truth in the church. You know that. Oh, please tell your pastor or your bishop. If you are in a big church, many people come. On Sundays, you just say, anybody who cheats his neighbor this week, turn that, we'll fire you. If you say that every week, you know, people will stop. You know that we're always shooting Holy Ghost fire on enemies. No. Say, brethren, judgment must begin in the house of God. Any Christian this week that takes bribe to twist justice, let punishment come speedily. The amen won't be resounding, you know. But fear will come in. That this pastor will say, please, today as you have come for Thanksgiving, this basket, offering basket, is going to go around. It rejects stolen money. If you put it inside, you're on your own. You have reported yourself to the Lord of hosts, and it's a terrible thing to fall into the hand of the living God. I want to warn you ahead of time that you shall fall into the hand of the living God if you put stolen money in the offering basket today. No, let's face it. Initially, offering will drop. It will drop. But I've read the scriptures enough to know that no matter how little the offering drops, it will accomplish what God wants it to accomplish. So, listen, he is not limited by anything. I came to the understanding recently, he is only limited by what we are expecting and we are willing to do. Listen, Seeking Lord Ministries, if the day we decide that, look, this is going on TBN, the money will come. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. It's not the money that's the issue. It's for us to just say, this is where we are setting our goal on. I told you before, well, first I went to Radio Nigeria to go and say I want to do broadcast. No, Cosmo FM. When they told me how much I would pay. Now the money looks small for what we are paying now. You know, now. But when they told me, I looked at the girl. You know the kind of thing when they tell you. He said, are you sure? You go do one magic from your back. Wait, what? Because I want to preach, I pay this amount of money. And you people are very wicked. So you don't be thanking me for coming. So I ran away. Then one day I was listening to a message. What the man of God said till now, I can't remember. But I know something inside me said, time to go on air. I said, okay, I'm going back to that same radio station. We negotiated. The money came down a bit. I got a discount. No, I went to, there was Cosmo. I went to, FRCN. Then when I said, okay, maybe next week I'll come and pay, or the following day or so, I'll come back to see them. We didn't have the money. Just as I said, I'll come back and see them. Someone now said, okay, no, I should. Someone, why don't you go to Cosmo? I said, Cosmo, for what? I went there before. When they told me something, man, I ran. He said, just go and see them again. This time around, I went. Let's make a long story short. It was like, this time around, they said, how much can you offer us? That was the gist this time. So I offered what was 40 pieces. Okay, first time they said 25,000 naira each time you speak on radio. So when I came by, I said, I'll give you 10,000. So the lady, Sandra, we talk, go there. Finally, we arrive at 15. By the following, 6 months later, we're paying 11. The first day I went, they said 25. But when the program became so, you know, popular, they liked it. So one day I went, I said, I want to speed this program to 15 minutes twice. He said, no, Pastor, no. 30 minutes is good. In fact, is it money? I said, as part of it. He said, go and talk to our guys. I'm sure they can work out something. Then they just suddenly returned. Okay, pay us 100,000 every month, flat. I'll broadcast you twice a week, 30 minutes. It came to 10,900 naira thereabout. It was the same place I went first, and they told me 25,000 naira. The first time we paid, actually, my wife and I paid the whole money. The first time we paid. But God is my witness. Since then, till now, if I like, I don't put one kobo, we still pay. Do you get what I'm going to say? See, God is not, it's what we are willing to expand to collect. That's it. Because the money will come. It will come. In the name of Jesus, it will come. Amen. Listen, let's go. The last thing I just want, why I went to all of that is that, so we, as a pastor, we don't need to be afraid. We can tell the truth and we still will not lack. That's what I'm saying. We can tell the truth and still not lack. We can. So we can boldly say to people who come to our church, we are sorry, we don't accept stolen money. If your pump is rigged, you own a filling station, you're a member of this church, you are hereby banned from giving offering. If you sell fake products, this offering basket has rejected your offering on behalf of God. And you talk that one like that, eh? Next market day, man, every man go arrange you. All the fake things will come to the side. They will label it fake, buy cheap. Fake, please buy cheap. Because you say, pastor, after God has rejected my offering. You know, when God rejects your offering, you're in trouble. No, go and read your scriptures. For God to accept your offering, it's an issue. That is a blessing. For your offering to be accepted. Why do you think Cain was so angry when he gave an offering and it was not accepted? So when as a pastor, I tell people ahead of time, your offering is not accepted if it is stolen. Boys will go to they will go back and say, we know they steal again. Because before we thought, when we steal, we share it. You know, God is a mafia done. We catch the rabbit, then we share it. So we steal a million naira, we go to church, we pay a tithe. That silences the devourer. Another first fruit, it silences the God. You know, like, devourer is be silenced, God is silenced. We share the money. But now when the pastors have told you, your pastor has informed you that the money is not accepted. That if for putting inside there, self, headache. And not headache that comes and goes. When he enters, until you confess and collect the money back, he's not going. Listen, you'll be surprised. Suddenly, PDP will count votes and say, sir, this one is not very clear. He's hereby annulled. That is, at the end of the day, you'll be surprised. What happened in this country? What happened is just that the church stopped collecting stolen money. Let me summarize my plenty talk. It will happen in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will happen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will give us shepherds after his heart who will feed us with knowledge and with understanding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God will give us in this country, his church, shepherds after his heart. They will feed us with the truth of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Righteousness will prevail in the body of Christ in Nigeria in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Truth will be precious. We will hold it there and lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 The Lord is good. Let's rise to our feet quickly. Come on, let's just say, Father, we thank you. Let's just bless the Lord. Just say, Lord, thank you. Let's just say, Lord, thank you. Say, Lord, thank you for the power in your word. Just quickly declare upon Nigeria again that peace upon you in the name of Jesus, that there will be prosperity within your walls in Jesus' name. And declare upon yourself that as I go out and I come in, no evil will befall me, no plague will come near me in the name of Jesus. Declare it again. Say, this year I will be filled with the knowledge of his will. Just declare that after me. Say, I'm being filled with the knowledge of his will.
I'm being filled with the knowledge of his will.
Declare like you believe it. I'm being filled with the knowledge of his will. In all spiritual wisdom and understanding,
wisdom.
I'm walking in a manner worthy of the Lord.
I'm
pleasing him in all respect.
I'm
bearing fruit in every good work.
And
I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Say,
my faith
is making me increase in the knowledge of God. By faith, Christ is being formed in me.
Christ
is being formed completely, entirely,
filling
every aspect of me in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare to you that goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life, and you will never depart from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's share the grace in fellowship quickly. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now being filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.